qualified Americans. This one for $1,400 on top of the $600 checks already approved by Congress.
$2,000 is going to go a long way to ease that pain.
Billions would also go for COVID vaccines and testing, but some Republicans are concerned about the cost.
Fox's Jill Nato. 8 people are hurt when a bus goes off an overpass in New York City.
The bus driver lost control trying to make a left turn to get to a ramp, winding up crashing onto Interstate 95 below. It was an articulated bus, so the back half remained on the overpass. The front half just about touching the pavement of the highway below, with the bendy middle stretched.
Fox's Rob Dawson. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
We're running several degrees above this hour yesterday, but some cooler air is now engulfing the state. You like that, engulfing? Engulfing the state, and winds will pick up a little bit later on today. By late morning into the afternoon, the winds will be quite gusty. Out of the west and northwest, at 10 to 20, gusting as high as 30 to 35 perhaps. So that'll make today's high temperature of 55 seem cooler. We had 62 yesterday. It was just beautiful. Tonight, mostly clear, cold, down to 32, but the wind chill factor will fall to the 20s overnight. Tomorrow, I think we only make it up to about 47. And you add in a breeze, a stiff breeze tomorrow, at 47 will seem a lot colder than it is. With sunshine, though, 20s on Saturday night, low to mid-50s on Sunday, more sun, and a nice warming trend beginning on Tuesday and Wednesday. But we're storm-free for a few days, and in my business, that's really good stuff.
You know,
as long as there's no ice,
yeah.
I mean, frozen precipitation,
yes.
Or no severe weather.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think of it until just now, but listening to you give that weather report, I like the word engulf.
Engulf?
It's a good word.
Yeah.
But I think I prefer my wind chills gusty. Yes.
you're just that kind of guy.
I am. You like what you like.
You're going to love the afternoon. I don't think you're going to have the top down later on this afternoon.
No, I didn't have it down this morning. No, I'm just taking it easy right now.
What is that hat?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's their older logo.
Yeah. So I want to know, what is the logo now for the Washington football team?
Just a big W, right?
Is it a W?
I think it is.
I just thought it was the football team.
Yeah. But I'd imagine it's just a big W for Washington.
Yeah, because sometimes
rebel terrorists
give those scores on TV with just the logos of the team. Sometimes I have to think about, who is that now?
The team.
Yeah, who is it? Cleveland Browns are playing over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is how bad 2020 and 2021 is.
Yeah.
Cleveland Browns actually have a shot at the Super Bowl, and that's not even a joke.
Yeah, I know. His last time I think they were in the playoffs were 1995, I want to say.
Right. The Browns.
Yeah, from the mistake by the lake.
The Bucs beat the Washington football team 31-23 last Saturday, and they're playing this Sunday. It's 6:40 our time.
The Washington football team.
Against the Saints.
I didn't want to say it because Joey's a Bucs fan, but again, how crazy 2021 is. We got the Browns and the Bucs.
I know. Well, the last time the Bucs won a playoff game was the year I was a diehard. I lived and died on Sundays watching the Bucs.
Yeah.
And they won the Super Bowl. Gruden, they did that big trade where they actually traded for a coach.
Yes.
They traded for John Gruden from the Raiders.
I went away from the NFL when the real Browns when Art Modell took the real Browns to Baltimore.
Oh.
And then there was such an outrage that they gave Cleveland a NFL team and they let them call it the Browns again.
Wait, so these are phony Browns?
These are not. The real Browns Art Modell took away. And of course, he's dead now. But boy, he had people wanted to end his life, you know?
I just can't. The Browns in the Super Bowl. That's a bad joke.
You know, I could talk for minutes and minutes about, hours about real Browns or phony Browns, but
I know
you got to go.
I'm sorry.
Rich, enjoy the gusty weather.
Art Modell, wherever you are.
You got to go drop the Browns off at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
See you, Rich.
Later, buddy. Bye, Chase.
Oh, he's ready to go.
Oh, he is.
He's by the door.
It's Friday.
Like that dog.
See ya.
See you, buddy. We got somebody on line one you might want
to... Oh, yeah. We'll bring him in when we officially open up the show. News and views from 9 till noon on a Friday. Thank God. begins in mere moments.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Lowndes County grand jury has officially indicted the man accused of shooting and killing the late sheriff, Big John Williams. Authorities say William Johnson shot and killed Big John Williams in November of 2019 at a Haynesville gas station. Johnson's arraignment is scheduled for January 29th. Late Montgomery City Councilman Tracy Larkin will be laid to rest tomorrow. He will lie in repose at Montgomery City Hall on Saturday from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. There will then be a graveside service at Greenwood Cemetery at 2 o'clock. And Pike County officials say District 5 Commissioner Charlie Harris has died. Harris served on the Pike County Commission for 28 years from 1993 to 2021. Funeral arrangements have yet to be announced. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we've worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586 368 Equal Housing Lender.
Al's Flowers and Gifts in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their floral operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 265-1125 for more information. Al's Flowers and Gifts, 265-1125.
More time at home means more washing, drying, cooking, and cleaning at home, and more wear and tear on old appliances. But it's the perfect time to save on new ones at the Home Depot. For savings on the latest appliances, and right now, free delivery. From the kitchen to the laundry room, that upgrade is well within reach and closer than ever. Save on top appliances now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. Free delivery on major appliances, $396 or more, valid through January 27th.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel. Language for life. Start the new year with a new language. Get up to 60% off now at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. Here on a Friday morning, I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Oh, your voice sounds better. Did you gargle some salt water or something?
No, I don't know why. I think, I don't know. Yeah, yesterday it sounded pretty rough, and
this morning it was rough, but it's better than it was.
Yeah, you're sounding good. You sound a lot better than this morning.
I inadvertently unplugged the video deal, and so it's charging up now, and in a little while I'll go in there and call you from the video phone.
Okay.
Well,
I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm happy the weekend's around the corner because the hits just keep on coming when it comes to politics and the political news.
It's been a barrage of news. I mean, and none of it's been good.
Now, the big thing I was telling you this morning that the right wing echo chambers, more the right wing, has been reporting on is left-wing activist charged in Capitol riot after saying he was just there to document it. And in fact, this gentleman, but I guess I'm not being precise in my language, this guy, John Sullivan, actually goes to a lot of protests, and he was actually on CNN, of all places, after the riot on the Capitol building. And now he has been arrested because the FBI has video of him saying, you know, essentially encouraging people to set fires, instigating it. He's encouraging folks. So the press, especially in Fox News, and, you know, you can look at all the different right-wing websites, they are going to town on this, saying, we told you it wasn't just Trump people. Well, okay. I guess y'all are right. I don't know what kind of consolation prize this really is, though.
Well, I mean, it's not, but it does lend credence to the argument that not everybody who went into the Capitol was some rabid Donald Trump insurrectionist. I mean, it's unending. If you look at MontgomeryAdvertiserAL.com, it's like, this man would have taken hostages. This man was going to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all this conjecture about what all these people are going to do once they got there. And nobody knows the damn thing. Certainly not the FBI. I don't know. Those bunch of idiots. I just, you know.
Well, and thank God it wasn't worse. And then thank God for the internet being able to meme this stuff to death. You know, it gives a little bit of levity in the midst of everything that's going on. Of course, the impeachment was yesterday. And, you know, I heard some of the follow-up. And I knew the scapegoating was coming, that everybody who voted for Trump has blood on their hands. Everybody who voted for Trump.
I was wondering what was on your hands.
Well, that's not blood. Oh. Anyway, why you got to point that out on air, bro?
Well, I was just wondering. Just wondering.
But it's so over the top. You know, people vote for Trump or people voted for Biden. People vote for politicians for all sorts of reasons.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I'm sure you know this, and many of the campaigns you work, just from just a political strategist side, nuts and bolts of that, Jack. When you are trying to get voters to show up for your given client, for your candidate, you're hitting all sorts of different boxes or ringing all sorts of different bells because you're going to reach different types of people, right?
Right, right.
So,
and if you're lucky enough to have a candidate that has enough money to conduct a poll, you know exactly where to pinpoint that, but traditionally, a state Senate candidate or a state House of Representatives candidate, hell, doesn't even have enough money to buy a radio, let alone a poll. So, you know, sometimes it's hit or miss. But, you know.
Well, and if I wanted to see the, I don't believe this, Jack. I really believe in the ideals of this country. I love this country. But if I wanted to see the destruction of the United States government, I would just sit home and do nothing. Just let the folks that have been running things for a few decades, let them just keep right on doing what they've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Run it in the ground.
That's exactly what they're doing.
And Trump was sort of the chaotic element that stirred things up. And we're now seeing, I think, the mass drop from the corporate media, which is a big problem, from big tech. There are now some insider leaked videos of Jack Dorsey. You know, for a while I've been saying, I don't think that guy's really running things, but he is the CEO, and apparently in these leaked videos, he's talking with employees justifying the Trump ban. But I don't know if you were on that day where I went into, even if Jack Dorsey, you know, fell and hit his head and became a Trump supporter all of a sudden, or just say a libertarian who believes in the spirit of free speech, beyond just, you know, the government not being able to infringe on speech, I think you'd still be under pressure. The corporate press would be saying, oh, he's getting people killed. He's inciting violence. There'd be all sorts of people in Washington saying, well, you don't want us to regulate you. You know, do you? Come on. Come on, Jack. You don't want to. You better donate to us and show up at our dinner parties. So all these incentives are there. And I think Trump's craziness, in a good way, crazy like a fox, revealed a lot of these things. But now as Trump is on his way out the door, we're starting to see the Biden administration take shape. And he revealed a $1.9 trillion economic recovery stimulus package.
Yeah, $1,400 to everybody.
Right, and Trump was pushing for this. I think there are a lot that they're going to pass very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is, in my mind, a bailout to state and localities. But Biden isn't going to be done, by the way, after that. He's got another bill that he, you know, to fight climate change and infrastructure and address racial problems in the country. Nothing like a check from Washington, a big project to heal the racial divides in the country.
Makes things better.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll work out well.
Jeez.
But the one thing in the $1.9 trillion, which I think there will be bipartisan support for, especially the $1,400 additional dollars to people, is a $15 federal minimum wage. Now, this is how long have conservatives and liberals or progressives been arguing about the minimum wage?
Well, probably the last 4 years at least. Since Trump got in there, they've been screaming that it's not high enough. But, God, if you're an employer, I mean, my God.
Yeah.
Well, everything just goes up.
And it's one thing for a city. Say, I think the city of New York did this not that long ago, about a year or two ago. They went to $15 an hour. And it's one thing for a city to do it.
Mm-hmm.
In New York City, the cost of living, the cost of everything there is more expensive than, say, Montgomery, Alabama.
Right.
And
right.
I worry with a nationwide blanket of $15 an hour, this will really hit local business here in Alabama.
Exactly.
Hard.
Oh, yeah, it will.
And hit rural Alabama much worse than Montgomery and Birmingham and Huntsville. It raises the cost of doing business, and it locks out a lot of people who are trying to get their start in making a little bit of money, make ends meet. And it's going to, yeah, the people who keep the jobs, they'll get the $15. But it's going to remove a lot of opportunity for other people to get in on those jobs.
If I'm making 15 and a quarter now, and all of a sudden everybody gets up to 15, do I get a raise?
No.
Right.
Right.
Right. So anybody off the street, I've been at this job 10 years. Anybody off the street now will make 25 cents less than me. And they don't even know where the bathroom is.
But, you know, I kind of, you know, my anti-humanist misanthropic side comes out where I'm like, hey, I'd rather deal with a robot at Mickey D's.
Well, you and I both would. In fact, yeah. That's what, you know, they had the kiosk in there, but when the corona thing came in, somehow it killed the kiosk.
Mm-hmm. No, it's going to raise the cost of doing business, and it, I think, hurts a lot of people they're trying to help.
Yeah, man,
because
it's going to put folks out of business.
Having, say, $8 an hour, whatever it is, $7-something, is better than no dollars and no job. So,
right.
Well, that's not fair. Well, life isn't fair. But I'm sounding like my uncle now.
Well, yeah. Where's the incentive? Again, Joey, I make 15 and a quarter an hour, okay? Everybody makes 15 bucks now. You get a new job. You're working next to me. You go, well, dang, idiot, you've been here 10 years. You don't make but 25 cents more an hour than I do. Where's the incentive for me to do any better? 10 years, this guy makes no more than I really make.
Right.
But and again, if I make 15 and a quarter and everybody gets a raise, where's my raise?
Right. Well, and again, it's this national one-size-fits-all approach, especially to something like minimum wage.
Yes.
And I think this is just, it's bigger than the minimum wage. This is just a symbol of what is to come. More one-size-fits-all plans. Yeah. And I'm looking at a few Republicans up there going, well, you guys didn't fight the good fight for fiscal sanity,
right,
or for liberty, or for subsidiarity, good Catholic principle, giving power back to more localities and states. Y'all have been talking about the national game as well, so I don't know what this fight is going to look like coming from the likes of Mitch McConnell or even new blood like Josh Hawley. We'll see.
We'll see.
Well, I think all the economic gains that Donald Trump was able to accomplish are going to go excuse me, going to go by the wayside. I'm afraid all this crazy ass spending is just gonna tank the economy.
Right.
They don't care.
Right.
They don't care.
And the Federal Reserve has been pleading, please do more fiscal stimulus. Please do more fiscal stimulus. And how long can you live in this incredibly low interest rate environment without really messing up the system? You might not see rising prices in consumer price index, but you'll probably see some rise there. But how does it mess up the structure of this economy, and how sustainable will this be going forward? And this has been a worry during the Trump years for me. He actually pulled off incredible economic growth, more than I expected, and more to the middle class, more than I expected. And that is to his credit. And we'll see if these fiscal policies, just spending more and more money in the future, essentially are spending more and more money now, borrowing from the future and future generations, more and more debt for less and less growth. We're going to be boxed in at a certain point. And I can understand during, you know, it's an emergency. The government shut everybody down.
Everything's an emergency.
Yeah. But when everything's an emergency, we're going to run out of money.
Or ink.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when Trump first got in there, he talked about, and of course Pelosi and them would never cooperate with him because they didn't want him to accomplish anything. He talked about the need to spend $1 trillion on the infrastructure of the country. It never got addressed. So we're 4 years down the road with not even a Band-Aid put on some of this stuff, and you know our airports are in bad shape, our roads and sewers and electric line. I mean, all the stuff we need to spend money on has been put on the back burner to save everybody's ass during COVID, and we're just not addressing some of the crumbling structures in America, and it's ridiculous.
And Biden is also shooting for 100 million vaccinations in 100 days. Actually, that's not a bad bumper sticker, and I hope people who want the vaccine get it as fast as they can. I know my surviving grandfather and my good friend, I'm happy to say, blessed to say, he's interested. He's just going to look into it. I think he's 84, so he should be up for it now.
But there's a problem in Alabama. They're not getting them. We're one of the states that, for some reason, not getting it out as efficiently as others. I have no idea why.
Well, that goes to
long. Yeah, I just read that this morning.
You think, Jack, that's long-run problems just with the way our medical system's set up here in the state?
You know, that's a good question. I really don't know. Hmm. You know, we're just, you know, thank God for Mississippi. It keeps us from being last.
Amen, Jack. Amen.
Oh, and did you see Mississippi's new flag?
No, I did hear there was talk of
it. Yeah, it doesn't look bad.
Yeah.
But it was a big historical thing because they used to have a version, one of the Confederate flags in small on their old state flag. Mm-hmm. Got rid of that.
Yeah.
They unveiled the new one. I think it's a flower.
Well,
native to Mississippi.
Hmm.
It looks nice.
You know what,
that would be.
You know what the Alabama state flower is? Joey? Alabama state flower?
Hmm.
You don't know?
No, I'm not much.
Joey, do you know what our state flower is in Alabama?
I can't believe you don't know that.
Oh, well, y'all tell me, flower guys.
It's a camellia.
Camellia.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I almost failed Alabama history, and I knew that. Jeez Louise, Joey.
Now, you know the state cake is the Lane cake, and the, the legislature can always pass some frivolous stuff, but.
Well, the state fish is the tarpon.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have tarpon. Alabama.
You know what the state nut is, Joey?
No.
Roy Moore.
No, I'm looking at this new Mississippi flag. It's a magnolia. And, that's nice. It says In God We Trust. That looks nice.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they call it the Magnolia State, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're calling the name of the flag the new Magnolia. The In God We Trust flag.
They also call Mississippi 50 of 50.
Thank God for Mississippi.
Yep.
And don't they have gambling? We can get gambling in the state anytime soon.
We can't, Joey, because we can't trust our legislators not to steal the money and you know, it all goes south. So it's just best if we don't have none at all.
Right. 272-9228. John D., Red Top, Yaz fan. Hold on. Quick break. Then we'll come back to you, gentlemen. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
Hi, Vern.
It's Friday. I plan on not being too serious for the rest of the show. We're going to try to have some frivolity in these times. We'll be right back.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd love to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply's low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117 or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Good Friday morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Red Top.
Morning. Joey, what worries me the most about Eddie and his $15.25 an hour is it took him 10 years to find out where the bathroom was.
Well, some of us don't do that on company time. Going behind the building was convenient, you know?
I don't know if that 25 cents extra was worth it, Eddie, but I feel for you, bro. Let's move on. It's Friday. Let's have some space news here.
All right.
Aerogel, A-E-R-O-G-E-L. Do you guys know what it is?
Aerogel. No, but I'm looking it up now. Aerogel.
It is an incredibly important substance that's being used right now everywhere and is going to make terraforming possible. It is the lightest known substance to man, 99% air and the rest silica. And you can actually make igloo blocks out of it.
That's what I'm seeing here. Yeah, I just pulled it up on Wikipedia. Here is aerogel is a synthetic porous ultralight material derived from a gel in which the liquid component for the gel has been replaced with a gas without significant collapse of the gel structure. Now, that's some sci-fi stuff
incredibly
right there.
Incredibly retardant, too.
What's important about this guy is it blocks radiation.
Mm-hmm.
So all spacesuits, all spacecraft, everything going to space now is covered with it.
Yeah, nicknames include frozen smoke, solid smoke, solid air, solid cloud, blue smoke. Yeah, well, I'm looking at a picture. Like, that's crazy.
It looks like a ice cube of gas, yeah.
Yes, and let me tell you what, they're forming giant sheets of somewhat fabric out of this. You put up like a tent on Mars or the moon, it blocks the gamma radiation, not only keeping you dying from radiation, but it melts the water and brings it to the surface.
Oh, wow.
This is a major component of making rocket fuel, of course. Once you got water, you can make rocket fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So this is moving ahead really fast. All three of the space probes, the United States, Chinese, and the United Arab Emirates, are going to be reaching Mars in about 4 to 6 weeks. And we're about to have some really exciting times in the aerospace industry, which who gives a damn if Alabama's 49th on giving vaccines, really number one in the aerospace industry. So let's put our state in perspective. It's a hell of a state. I know I keep repeating that, and as much as people dissed it, there ain't many states that can compare with the resources and the cooperation and the peace and recognition we've made with race and all this kind of stuff here in Alabama. It's a sweet spot, guy. And everybody needs to appreciate it. And, of course, send your kids to engineering school. Be an astronaut. This is going to be the state for aerospace engineers.
Now, Red Top, being a redhead, did you see that scientists discovered a new bat species in Africa with a bright orange body? Yeah.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, it looks like a red coyote, the color of it.
This picture.
Wow. Sounds like a great dog for a great pet for a redhead. Maybe one of a couple of Eddie's and mine's relatives back in the old country.
That's a freaky looking thing right there. It's so maybe you're right about the origin.
Yeah.
Some redheads are kind of freaky looking too.
Yeah they are.
No comment. You guys have a great weekend. It's going to be cold. Stay warm.
That's right.
And I guess we're through Rolling Tide for the year if they don't take away half our players next year for quotas.
I know. Saw that too, huh, Red Top?
Oh, yeah. And go Trump, man. You know, this is all disgusting. It's pretty obvious what the hell happened. And we'll talk about this with Dan. Trump's doing a hell of a lot of stuff right now nobody's talking about. And it's very significant.
Yeah, there was a major declassification in the Russia stuff last night.
But we're talking about
international
moves, environment, policies, the works.
We'll
so we'll talk about that later on. You guys have a great day and be safe.
Thank you, Retta. 272-9228. Yeah, Jack, this bat is freaky looking, man.
Redheaded bat, baby.
A B-A-T bat?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks... You know,
well,
those...
for God's sake, don't let China get a hold of it. Don't eat it and spread a new disease.
272-9228. You heard it here first. You know, if I ever become the dictator of Alabama, you're going to be my public health director. Along with other things.
I just want to be your spokesman. I can tell everybody to go to hell.
What is the comment of the Clark administration? Well, go to hell.
I love the way you said that in my best Lindsey Graham voice. Very good.
Very good. 272-9228. This part of News and Views brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. They're located at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right here in Montgomery, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. It's across the street. Standalone building, you'll see it right there. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. It is your Benjamin Moore retailer, your local choice to pick up all those paint and stain supplies for the interior or exterior of your home, especially you do-it-yourselfers out there. Brian Carr, the owner, Brett Lanham, the manager, they're both paint specialists. They're easy to work with, and they can make your inspiration a reality or give you inspiration in the first place. Their expertise really comes in handy to repaint the bedroom, the kitchen, maybe the front porch, wherever the sun is, you know, doing its work on the outside there. And when you, you know, work with New Look Decorating Center, they keep your information on file. So say, hey, it's 2 years after you did your paint job and you need to touch it up a little bit, you know, life happens. Well, they'll have on file the exact paint and stain supply you used before, so you can keep that continuity and it's not a pain in the butt. You know they have the information on file. Just one of the many reasons you want to deal with local folks there at New Look Decorating Center for all your paint and stain supplies. So check them out today. That number, 271-0007, 271-0007. Or again, stop by their showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery. New Look Decorating Center, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Coming back to John D., Yaz Fan, and others at 272-9228.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Folks, we'll get back to News and Views in just a moment, but we need to make time to talk to Dick Brubaker from Brubaker Motors on a great Friday morning. It's great that it's Friday.
Good morning from Brubaker Infinity. How you doing?
Doing well. I'm ready for the weekend, but I'm happy it's very near.
Oh, man, it's going to be a great weekend. And during this great weekend, come down to Infinity and check out the deals. 0% financing available on every new 2020 Infinity we've got left on the lot. And that includes free 2 years Infinity maintenance program. So you get 0% on any 2020 Infinity left, 2 years of free maintenance. And if you're already, if you're trading in an Infinity, you get another $1,000 owner royalty money. We don't have a lot of 2020s left, so come on down and take advantage of this. Or you can check it out online at brubaker.com.
Well, I appreciate the time this morning, Dick, and have a great weekend.
You too.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a storm-free weekend, but a cooler weekend ahead. Today will be a breezy day, lots of sunshine, high temperature up to about 54. Tonight, mostly clear, colder, overnight low temperature down to about 32. Saturday will be another very chilly day, even with the sun out. High temperature only around 47. We'll fall to the upper 20s on Saturday night. Sunday, still dry but cool, high temperature only in the low 50s. We'll start to warm up a bit early next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
Hi, Dern.
Dern, all right. Eddie B. in the house, man, yes. In the phones. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation. That's the number John D. called. Hey, John.
All right, guys. First up, I demand that Eddie's salary be doubled to $30.50 an hour.
I'll take the 15, but we'll go with 30.
No, well, given what I'm paying Eddie, I'm happy to triple it right now.
And we'll pay for that with the Federal Reserve, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Print those dollars.
Just tell them to print up another stack when they're putting it in the oven today. Guys, on a happy note, okay, I remember in 2004, the day after the presidential election, and I was so happy that George W. Bush had pulled out a victory, right?
Right.
Because if we elected John Kerry, that meant that one day the economy was going to collapse. And we would continue to be bogged down in the war in Iraq without a strategy to win it. Well.
I see what you mean.
Well, yeah, right. Okay. And then I thought, oh, wait a minute. There's Supreme Court judges. Well, guess what? Bush got to a point, too, and then two of the old liberals jumped off as soon as Obama got in, and he got to a point, too. My point is, if Kerry had won, he would have been blamed for all this stuff. He would have been tossed out in one term. We never would have had Barack Obama, and we would have made up for the Supreme Court judges later on the flip side. So my point is, things happen for a reason, even very bad things, okay?
And the ball keeps on bouncing. Yep.
And the ball keeps on bouncing. Let me tell you, you don't want to win an election that you shouldn't have. And I think both people, Trump a little bit, but mainly Biden, can think about that or ought to think about that. I think we probably are going to look back and go, this was an election that Biden should not have won, and it ended up causing a bigger disaster for them than if they had lost, okay? But they were to the point, as we've seen in the last few days, they're just wacky. I mean, these people aren't fit to govern anything. And by the way, Joey, you were talking about money this morning.
Yeah.
And the Federal Reserve?
Yeah.
Well, guess who the last president was to appoint a president of the Federal Reserve as their Treasury Secretary?
Well, Barack Obama was. Wait. Well, Geithner was the head of the New York Fed, but yeah.
Right. Jimmy Carter appointed a guy. And remember, he used to do American Express commercials later, okay? Which is fitting, since how they benefited from the 30% interest rates they were charging everybody. No. History repeats itself. First time is comedy, and the second is farce. But I'm sitting here, I'm just tired of being negative and down about it, and I just said to myself, this too shall pass. It may be painful, and some of it is going to be very painful. You know?
Right. Well, and I believe it's
in this country.
Amen. I believe it's first it comes as tragedy, then as farce. And I'm surprised a good conservative guy like you quoting Karl Marx. That's where that quote comes from.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think if Karl, if he could have had a Sears MasterCard with like a $10,000 limit on it, I think his life would have turned out different, okay?
Thanks, John.
You just get tired of wearing those wool suits. Yeah. All right, guys.
Thanks,
bye.
John D.
Yeah, maybe that explains all the revolutionary, you know, utopian action over the last few centuries. It's just, you know, they were wearing itchy coats.
Yeah.
Like, life is, you know, not fun. How you doing, Jack?
You know what my dear old dad would say in times like this? What the hell are you doing in the bathroom day and night? Why don't you get out and give someone else a time?
You know, John's call made me think, Jack, when you look back on all the elections you've seen, and it could be local or it could be national level, is there somebody who lost an election that you still think, man, that was a great candidate. What if that person had won? Is there any losers that you still hold in high esteem?
Bob Dole, but because he's the party faithful and he served so long in the Senate, and he ran against Clinton in '96. He had Jack Kemp as his running mate, who was someone I admired and was a friend. I would like to have seen him win, but it just didn't happen. And I think some of our callers are going to jump up and down when I say this. I always liked, as a person, George H.W. Bush. I thought he was a really decent guy. Now, I don't know, he's a globalist and all this other stuff, but
sure.
That might have been a different turn of events as well. But
okay.
And Jimmy Carter, now, he was a good man.
Yeah.
But he was an inept president.
Right.
That was way before my time, but I've gone back and watched some documentary stuff on Carter, and it almost seemed like he didn't want to be president half the time.
Well, he had been Georgia governor with this little circle of advisors, and then he goes big league, and he's still acting like a governor. He was doing things like looking over the logs of the tennis court to see who was invited to play tennis at the White House. When you're worrying about nuclear war, that's
right.
Kind of a small-ass thing to get sizzled up about. But his priorities were all screwed up.
And you never know what's going to happen. John D's call is a good point. Under Carter, you got some massive deregulation. It's not talked about. It's more Reagan who gets the credit for deregulation. Reagan certainly did more than Carter in that front, but the reason you have all these, new microbrews and craft beers out there is because what happened in the late 70s. They deregulated the big three in the beer industry. I think they also deregulated a lot of the Interstate Commerce Commission that had been around since the early 1900s. That was the trend. So you never know what's going to happen. And, I'm holding out a tiny bit of hope, but not much, that the so-called adults will get their act together. But tiny hope. It's probably going to die here once we start seeing the Biden administration actually in action, along with this Congress.
Goodness. Well, he's going to throw the ultra-liberals a bone, but for the most part, you got to remember, Biden's been up here 47 years. He knows where all the bodies are buried. He knows all the establishment people. And you tend to put people in office that are loyal to you who know the job. And, so he's not going to... I don't think he's going to cave in to everything they want.
Right.
He'll
symbolically tip his hat that way, but he probably won't go whole hog. Yeah. 272-9228. Let's go, before we hit this break, to Yaz Fan. Hello, sir.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? Good. All right. I got two things. One, just talking about his $15.25 amount. I was working years ago at McDonald's, and I was, making minimum wage, and it was like, I've been there for like 6 months, and I was supposed to get my raise, and then the government decided, well, now's a good time to raise the minimum wage. So they was like, well, there's your raise.
Yep.
We're still making minimum wage.
Yep. The worst ones you got to worry about are your mom and pop businesses that are struggling.
Right.
And that's where I worry.
Yeah. Did you hear about the Georgia congresswoman who said that she's going to, on January 21st, she's going to write up a request for, the impeachment?
Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah.
Right off the bat, baby.
That'd be cool. That would be, considering all the money he's taking from China and Ukraine and everybody else,
Well, and the hypocrisy is so thick. There's such a game to this that it just goes so deep. Like, for instance, one of the impeachment managers, Raskin, voted not to accept the Electoral College for Trump in 2016 on a few states.
Right.
But he's now going to be making arguments that these arguments about the election...
Well, he's an expert.
Oh, my goodness. It's rich. And I guess we got to learn to laugh at it before we start crying.
Throw up.
Yeah, you could throw up, too.
anyways, I saw that last night about the congressman. I was like, all right, good.
Yeah, we got people talking up there.
The resistance.
You know, it's not going to go anywhere because the House is all run by Democrats. So, but still, the fact that she's, you know, putting her face, or, you know, money where her mouth is, exactly. You know, as far as, you know.
Well, and I'm sure there's all sorts of issues, like with anybody, and things I disagree with Marjorie Taylor Greene about, but I'll take her all day, every day over Liz Cheney.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yes, yes.
Well, I appreciate you guys
have a great day, man.
Thank you, Ethan.
272-9228. I got to hit our last break of the hour here. Coming back to Steve after the break. This part of News and Views brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Of course, you can buy fine antique and estate jewelry pieces there at Heirloom Jewelers at 6948 Vaughn Road. Right when you cross over Bell Road going east on Vaughn, it's there on your right at Watchman Circle. Vaughn and Watchman Circle is the turn. And whether you buy in person at 6948 Vaughn Road or you buy online at heirloomjewelers.com, when you use the promo code Joey, just my name.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y. Why do you always say that? Is there an echo in here?
I've been waiting for you to play the Concrete Blonde Joey song. Anyway,
you can get 10% off on all those purchases at Heirloom Jewelers when you use the promo code Joey. But Troop Booth, even though he'll sell to you, he's really looking to buy from you. If you have any old jewelry items, any jewelry pieces that you are willing to part with for the right price, Troop Booth is looking to buy finished pieces in mint condition, especially gold and diamonds. You can get top dollar for, truly a lot of money. But even so-called scrap jewelry pieces, you can get a pretty penny for in this market. And Troop Booth is the guy to go see if you want to sell your jewelry. Just set up an appointment online at heirloomjewelers.com or give him a call at 260-0066. You bring your items in. He'll look them over, give you a appraisal, and if you agree on the value then and there, you get paid right then and there. It's that simple with Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers. So check him out today. Heirloom Jewelers, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Quick break, then we're coming back to Steve right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility. Unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey, he's Jack.
Hi, girl.
All right, Eddie in the house.
In the house.
And let's go immediately, because we're short on time, to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Top of the morning to you, gentlemen.
How you doing, Steve?
Good morning. History has a way of repeating itself. Do you remember this time last year what those crooks and outlaws in Congress were focused on?
Impeachment.
Be careful impeachment. What you call them, by the way.
You
might
be
labeled a terrorist.
There may be a Black Hawk helicopter circling over within a few minutes. Yeah. See, they couldn't do the people's work. They couldn't focus on the impending storm that was coming, the virus, because they were trying to impeach Trump. And I hope the next wave doesn't come this way, and they're focused again on impeachment and trying to figure out how they can put him in jail, all that stuff. But hey, Jack, remember you were talking earlier about people that, that maybe shouldn't have gotten elected and maybe it was the best thing. Think about the parallel between Emory Farmer, his last term, and Donald Trump. Emory couldn't get out of his own way. And if he would have just toned it down a little bit, just a notch, and wouldn't have been so confrontational, and he would probably still be there.
Well, I remember on election night in the primary in 1999, where Bobby Bright got Emory into a primary, which shocked everybody. Emory had a few belts of scotch, and he gets on the microphone, and he says, "All right, saddle up, cinch up tight. We got a tough election ahead, but I love the smell of napalm in the morning."
Yeah,
and that turned everybody under 40 against him.
Exactly, and I mean he had those zingers just like Trump did, and the city went to hell after he went out, and it never has recovered. And it's continued in a downward spiral as far as sanitation, city services, crime, the whole nine yards. But I just thought that was a parallel between the two of them. They had a lot of the same qualities. Mm-hmm. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Steve. 272.
I'm not making that story up. That is truly what he said.
That's amazing. That is truly amazing. I wasn't paying attention. I mean, when was that? I would have been a teenager probably then.
1999.
Yeah, I would have only been... No, I was only 11 then. So, yeah, I wouldn't have seen that. I remember... I have a vague memory of Emory, and when I look back on it now, kind of meditate on it, it was when I was playing Little League baseball over at Goodwin's Ball Field.
Yes.
And it was the opening ceremony, and Emory's like telling the kid, "Oh, come on up here, say something about why you like playing baseball." And I remember walking up there, and I can't remember what I said, but looking back on it now, I could tell like he was half-assing it. Like,
oh yeah,
like what
mailing it
was
in?
What was this little kid gonna say? Like, but I mean, it was also a good memory too. It wasn't like I thought ill of him. It is interesting how some people they live past their prime, right, so to speak, and they stay in the limelight past
their
prime.
A little
too
long, yeah.
So,
well, Emory said that when the night he got beat, he and Anita was, she's up there screaming, "Save those lifts, save those."